417-866-1222.
Thank you, and how can I assist you today?
You guys turned off my business phone service, and I want it turned back on and want to know why it's been shut off.
Okay, let me get you over to the Small Business Department, and they can answer that question for you, okay?
Okay.
Let me give you their direct dial 800 number, and then I'll go ahead and transfer you.
Okay.
It's 1-800.
800. What was that again?
1-800.
Okay.
727.
727.
5555.
5555. That's what I dialed.
Okay. Unfortunately, I got you to Customer Service Residential. Let me get you over to that correct department.
Okay.
Other than that, is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No.
Thank you for lying and say I will come to assist you. Please hold for the transfer.
Thank you for calling MCI Work. My name is Mindy. May I have the area code and phone number you're calling in about?
The phone number is 417-866-1222.
And your name, please?
My name is Mark Perkel.
And how may I help you today?
Excuse me?
How may I help you?
You guys got my phone service shut off again.
Is this the number that your phone service is on?
Yes.
The 417-866-1222?
Right.
It shows that your number doesn't exist with us.
Well, why is that?
I'm not sure. It's just silent. We don't have it. You don't have an account with us.
Well, I certainly do. My account number is 133976. And I have been in account, had an account with you for the last 3 years. And I was out in San Francisco, and I come back to my office, and my phone service is disconnected.
Okay, do you have a bill with you?
I don't have one with me, no. It's in my office, where there's no phone.
You don't recall having an account number start with a 086?
Well, I don't have that with me.
I just need to see if you would remember. Because that account number we have, there should be another account number you'd have.
Well, I need my phone service turned back on. Immediately. You got my business shut down.
Well, it shows that you don't have an account with us.
I have an account with you.
Is there any other number it would be under?
Well, that number was a pointer number that went to the number 417-521-2000.
I don't have that one in my account either.
Well, it was there last week when I left for San Francisco. Why is it not there now?
It's not telling me why. It should tell me that we don't have any service. That you don't have.
Well, I understand that I don't have service. I understand that I'm not your computer. I need to talk to somebody who will put me back into the computer and turn my phone service back on.
Okay, I can do that for you today, but I'd have to set up a whole new account with you, and it'll still take about 7 to 10 days.
No. You turned off my phone service, and my business is down, and that needs to be turned on right now, immediately. Who do I talk to that will turn my phone service back on immediately?
Is your all your phones, can you make local calls for there?
I can't make any calls.
Then you need to contact your local phone company.
You are my local phone company.
Okay, this is a small business department. I'll have to transfer you to the local department.
Okay, transfer me to the whoever will turn my phone service back on.
And where are you from again?
Springfield, Missouri.
Hold on one moment.
Your call may be taped for coaching and development of our associates.
Yeah, well, I'm taping it too.
Thanks for calling. So welcome. This is Robin. May I have area code and phone number that you're calling about?
417-866-1222.
Name and address on this account.
Computer Time, 309 North Jefferson, Springfield, Missouri, 65806.
Okay, you have an account with MCI?
I have had. I got back from San Francisco, and all of a sudden my phone is turned off, and you don't seem to have any record that I'm your customer. And you got my business shut down,
okay.
And I'm calling from home trying to get my phone service hooked up again.
In your business?
My business.
Okay. Wait. Go ahead.
What
is your business phone number, sir?
That is my business phone number, yes.
Okay, I need to transfer you over to the business department. Did you talk with someone here?
The business department transferred me to you. Who are you?
This is residential service.
Why did they transfer me to residential from the business department?
I wish I could answer that for you, sir.
Okay, I need you to transfer to somebody who will turn my telephone service back on immediately. Can you transfer me to a supervisor or somebody who can handle this?
Okay, and also let me give you the direct phone number in case we are disconnected or you need to call back.
And that phone number is?
727-5555.
That's the number I called in the first place.
I don't know why you got me, sir. I apologize for the inconvenience. Let me go ahead and transfer you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling me. I'm welcome. One moment.
All representatives are assisting other customers. Please continue to hold. A representative will be with you shortly.
Thank you for calling MCI WorldCom. My name is Scott. To better assist you, may be your area code and phone number.
417-866-1222.
Maybe just one moment. May I have your area code one more time, please?
417-866-1222.
Okay. Is this for a business or residential?
It's business.
Okay. How can I help you today?
Well, my phone service was turned off while I was on a trip to San Francisco, and now everybody's telling me that I don't have an account with you. You have my business shut down, and nobody there seems to be able to figure out how to turn it back on.
Were you on the WorldCom site, possibly? The only reason I'm saying that is because MCI WorldCom is still two companies. And here we handle all the MCI accounts, that sort of thing. WorldCom, on the other hand, they handle all their accounts. Because I typed in your phone number there, and nothing came up on the MCI side of everything.
Well, check the WorldCom side, then.
That's what I was kind of wondering there. Can you hold a moment? Let me call over there.
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Sir?
Yes.
Thank you very much for holding. I do appreciate your patience. I have Judy on the line with us right now on the WorldCom side, and she does have your account there for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, sir. WorldCom, go ahead.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet.
Hi, sir, I apologize. I didn't get your name.
My name is Mark Perkel.
Okay, Mark. And would you verify the name and the address on your account?
It's Computer Time, 309 North Jefferson, Springfield, Missouri, 65806.
Okay, sir. And how can I help you?
Well, I was out in San Francisco. I come back and my phone service is turned off. What's going on? You have my business shut down.
Okay, just one moment. Let me check for you. Okay, sir, it looks like it's been deactivated for non-payment. Let me get you over to the local department, all right?
Well, I can't believe this. Non-payment? I mean, I just sent you people a check. You know, earlier this month. I am current.
Well, sir, I do see where we received a payment on the 9th.
Okay.
But I'm showing that May's bill is still outstanding, June, and a portion of July.
No. You see, you have been billing me for 5 telephone lines, and I've only had one. Now, the last time I talked to your customer service, they acknowledged that they made a mistake. They gave me an amount to pay, finally. I paid the amount that they said, and I'm current.
Okay, well, sir, I do apologize. Let me get you over to the local department. This is a local active account. Just one moment, please.
Okay.
The account hasn't been shut down. It isn't deactivated.
Well, the other people said that they'd shut it down, and couldn't even pull it up on the computer that I even was a customer.
You called the MCI side, sir.
Well, I called the number that was on the WorldCom website, and then each time they told me that if I get disconnected, they gave me the same phone number to call back.
What is that number?
The 727-5555 number.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard that number, sir. The number to this customer service center is 1-800-264-1000, and your account number is 133-976.
Well, I know that. That's the number that I gave them.
The 1-800-264-1000.
Okay, can you connect me to the appropriate person who will turn my phone service back on?
Just one moment, and let me get you over to the local department.
Customer service calls may be monitored or recorded. Please hold, and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
All over the U.S. and in the U.K. as well, new area codes are being introduced to meet the growing demand for new internet and phone lines.
If area codes are changing in your region, and you have phone numbers programmed in speed dial, fax machines, automatic dialers, PBXs, or other equipment, don't forget to reprogram those numbers to reflect the new area codes at the appropriate time.
Visit our website at www.wcom.com. It's easy to navigate and offers information about the company, our products and services, press releases, annual reports, employment opportunities, and more.
Thanks for calling. We apologize for the delay, and we'll be with you in just a moment.
Mark?
Yes.
Thank you so much for holding, sir. I have Michelle on the line. She's going to be a further assistance to you. You have a great day, and thanks for calling WorldCom.
Okay.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Mark. How are you today?
I'm not very good today, quite frankly. You have my business shut off again. Why is my telephone turned off?
Okay, I would have no idea. We're going to have to open up a trouble ticket.
Well, I was just told that my phone was shut off for non-payment, and I have just paid you in full, you know, as of, you know, your own records show that you got a check on August 9th. You know, now what's, are you the person who can turn my phone service back on?
No, I'd have to open up a ticket.
No, this is an open up a ticket. I want my service turned back on. Who do I talk to?
Right, we have to open up a ticket to find out why it's not working.
Well, it's not working because you turned it off.
Because there might be an outage in that area.
No. They already looked it up on the computer and said that you turned my phone service off for non-payment.
Who is that?
MCI WorldCom.
Okay, who told you that?
The last woman who transferred me to you.
Okay, because I'm not seeing anywhere on the notes on your account where they took you down.
Okay.
There's no order on your account.
Well, when you call my number, it says my number has been disconnected and is no longer in service.
Right, that means there's a problem.
Yeah, the problem is you turned off my telephone service.
There might be
okay, can you not look this up on the computer?
Right, I'm looking at your account right now.
Okay, 133976 is my account number. That's what you're looking at.
Correct, that's what I'm looking at.
Okay, and it doesn't show that it's been turned off?
No, not that I'm seeing, no. That's why I said we need to open up a trouble ticket.
Well, if there were a hardware problem, you know, they wouldn't be saying that my phone was disconnected and is no longer in service. You see, that's what you get when the phone is turned off. Are you in the billing department?
No.
You're not? Okay, then they transferred me to the wrong department. I mean, I was told that they looked up my account. The last person who looked up my account on the computer that transferred me to you said that my phone was turned off for non-payment of bills.
That was the long-distance department.
I don't have long distance with you. This is local telephone service.
Right. That's why the long-distance department transferred you over to us. If you can hold on, I'll play back to through your notes.
You'll do what?
If you can bear with me here, I'm having to go all the way through your notes and read